The Senate Agriculture Committee leadership finally reached a long-awaited agreement on a GMO or genetically modified labeling bill that will come before the Senate in the near future. Now work is underway to line up the necessary votes to get the measure through the full Senate. The next step will be reaching compromise between the House and Senate versions so this legislation can be enacted into law as soon as possible. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the three key provisions of the agreement and how they could affect U.S. cotton.
The agreement that was reached in the Senate includes three key provisions. The first is, while it does require mandatory labeling of GMO food products, it allows for three different options for how that labeling can be done on the package. One is to actually put the label itself on the package. Second is to just place on the package a symbol that will be developed with USDA, which would indicate that it's a GMO product or contains GMO ingredients. And thirdly, would be to put an electronic scan code on the package where consumers can scan that code and be taken to a website that provides detailed information about the products that are contained.
And the third provision in the Senate bill?
Excludes or exempts any feed products from being considered GMO when it comes to the meat or dairy products or other things that are coming from the animals that may have consumed GMO products. That's a key important provision for the cotton industry and specifically the cotton seed sector, given so much of our cotton seed goes into dairy cattle feed, so that feed does not have to be considered GMO when it comes to whether or not the milk and other products from the dairy would have to be labeled as containing GMO. The other important issue for cotton is when it comes to cottonseed oil and the various food products and where that is used as an ingredient or as a cooking oil. It's important that we get this in place as it relates to both cottonseed that's used as feed as well as cottonseed oil itself.
As far as the next steps go,
it's important that some federal legislation be enacted to preempt the various state laws like Vermont and others that will be coming later so that we don't have a patchwork of these various state labeling requirements.